Well, look, it's fantastic to be here this morning in Lagos. And look, the primary message that I want to give to the business community, to government and everybody here in Lagos and beyond in Nigeria, is that the UK is speaking with one voice when it says it wants to be part of Nigeria's growth agenda. Let me absolutely underline that to you. I am the Shadow Secretary of State for Business. When I was last here, I was a 13-year-old 22 years ago. And this was just in advance of a very difficult period for Nigeria, when economically things did not look bright, and it was a very difficult situation. I am absolutely delighted to be returning to a country that is in the vanguard of where this continent is going. Just here in Lagos, a GDP bigger than that of Kenya's, a growth rate, not just here in Nigeria, but in the other West African countries, that, let's face it, far surpasses the growth rate that you see in European economies right now. Gone are the days when Western finance ministers can go to international fora and lecture finance ministers in this continent on what they need to be doing to promote growth, because the growth rate here is far higher, I tell you, than it is in the UK, in other European economies at the moment. And that is, of course, despite the ongoing challenges of doing business here and the ongoing governance issues, which, of course, we must continue, and I know the President is absolutely committed to addressing. So a remarkable story, and something that the UK and our business community is very keen to be involved with. Now, the second thing is, I think this is a real win-win situation. Because, as I said, despite the already strong performance that we're beginning to see here in Nigeria, obviously, for the huge latent potential, which is still unlocked, to see that unlocked, of course, not only do we need to see development and continual progress on the governance and transparency side, but of course, I know, and we see it today, the rainy season is beginning to come upon us, infrastructure is obviously absolutely key to ensuring that Nigeria reaches its full potential. The transport, the roads, the seaports, etc. We all know what needs to be done here. So that is obviously very much in Nigeria's interest to develop. And what I hear from people here is that you need help in doing that. You need people who've got the skills and knowledge. You've seen all the businesses who've introduced themselves here who can help with that too. So of course, for you, there's a real win in getting British businesses involved who've got the experience in infrastructure development. And from our point of view, in the same way that you are seeking here to diversify and grow your economy, we are seeking to diversify and grow our economy in the UK. And one thing that is absolutely clear is that we must rebalance our economy, we must improve our balance of trade, and we want to export more. And we know that we have skills, we know we've got businesses who can help you do those things to develop your economy whilst at the same time helping us to ensure that we've got a better balance. So there's a real win-win situation here, I think, which is why I thank and very much congratulate the London Chambers. I'm proud to be a London Member of Parliament as well, I should say, and also UKTI in this, which is UK Export Week, in putting together this very important mission that we are leading today. And finally, I just want to say this, it's really a message to UK small and medium-sized businesses in particular at home in the UK. What I would say is, undoubtedly, if you speak to any of your colleague businesses here, undoubtedly it is a challenging environment to do business in Nigeria. But I do truly believe that if you look at things, the benefits that come from doing business here and the huge opportunities that there are here far outweigh those challenges once you get involved and seek to do business here. So it's very good to be here, and I'm happy to take any questions that anyone may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, questions.